Hey Peyton, this is a word about not icing. It's about substance being graded out on who you are when nobody's looking. How meaningful is
that? Well, yeah, it's a special award, and Bart Starr, obviously his impact on so many communities and people, and of course the NFL is well documented. It's an honor to receive an award with his name on it, and truly sorry he couldn't be here this morning. And but his son Bart Jr. was here, and Bart was of course here in spirit. And had a great conversation with Bart's wife Cherry about a month ago when she called to tell me I was going to receive this award. That meant a lot. And of course, my dad's had a relationship with Bart going back many years, and so it's quite an honor. All the former winners, it's a special group. John Lynch, good friend of mine, former Bronco, Drew Brees, Steve Young, Brent Jones, Steve Largent, all here this morning to receive the award from Coach Dungy, my old coach, who has so many things in common with Bart Starr. You know, very special. He couldn't have picked a more appropriate presenter to replace Bart than my old coach. And so really a memorable morning for me.
Hey, and you heard Drew Brees serenade you. Have you come upon a decision yet for what you want to do?
No, I haven't made a decision. I'm still trying to take some time to evaluate some things, to talk to some people. Obviously, Broncos have been quite busy hiring a staff. I have had some dialogue with Coach Kubiak and did have a chance to see him in person the other day. You know, these NFL rules are a little different, you're not allowed to talk football. So it was a chance for he and I to really kind of get to know each other, and really enjoyed my visit with him. I look forward to continuing to talk to him. I still look forward to having a chance to sit down with Joe Ellis and John Elway. They've been so busy putting the staff together. And I know John's taking some vacation time, and I had a good chance to visit with Joe this morning. So I look forward to that. I'm not interested in making this a lingering thing. I'd like to make a decision soon. At the same time, both Coach and Joe and John have instructed me to take some time. And so I'm kind of following their orders.
What is the why the time? What are some of the things that you got to think about?
I don't know. I guess some of those things are personal, and some things I need to, I want to discuss with them, with Joe and with John and with Coach. You know, there's been quite a lot of change since our last game, and I want to hear what they have to say and get their thoughts on some things, and share some thoughts of my own with them and get their feedback. So I have great respect for all three of those men. Obviously, I don't know Coach Kubiak as well as Joe and John, but looking forward to the conversations I'm allowed to have with him. It's difficult to sit and talk to a football coach and not discuss football. We had dinner, and you eat, and you sit in silence for a little bit until you think about what you're allowed to talk about. But I did enjoy getting to know him a little bit about his family and his history, and sharing a little bit of mine with him. And I look forward to doing that again.
What about his system, the zone blocking, play action, naked boot for?
I know that's been I guess a hot topic of discussion, and of course we didn't get into that. If I choose to come back, I feel pretty comfortable. Aside maybe from Tubby Raymond's Delaware Blue Hen Wing Tee offense, I feel pretty comfortable playing in any offense. I really do, and so I don't see that being a really a factor.
Physically, can you do it another year?
Well, I'm kind of still determining that. That's a little bit of the time. I'm taking some time to assess some things and to see. Of course, I think that's something that's important to me. Is not whether I can physically do it for myself. Can I physically do it to help the team? I've always wanted to be part of the solution to helping, and never a problem, never a limiting factor for the team. So, I want to be able to look, Coach Kubiak and John Elway and Joe Ellis in the eye and say, physically, I honestly feel that I can contribute and help. It's one thing to play and to have a uniform and you know, be on the roster. It's another thing to truly be able to contribute and help. And that's the only way I've ever known to play football. And so, you know, and like I said, it's been comforting from John and Joe and hearing from Coach the other day that they are not in a rush to have an answer. Although, like I said, I don't see this thing lingering, continuing for a long time, and I'm not into anything dramatic. But, you know, I do kind of follow in their orders to take some time and to gather some information to continue kind of a, you know, overall assessment. And hopefully that leads me to an answer, you know, hopefully pretty quickly.
Do you still have any concerns about passing
that? What's that?
Do you still have any heart to desire?
Oh, I think I don't think it ever leaves anybody's heart ever. I'm sure if you asked Steve Largent and John Lynch and Brent Jones and Tony Dungy, they would say it's always, you know, in their heart to want to play. And so, you know, I think, like I said, you know, getting a good evaluation of the changes that have been made and, you know, how that how I fit in to the changes. How does Coach Kubiak see me possibly fitting in with him and his team? You know, like I said, you want to get a good feel for them and what's comfortable, you know, for them as well. So, you know, and Coach Kubiak seemed, you know, quite busy with, you know, he just almost completed hiring his staff. And I know he needs some time. He's just coming off a season as well. He hadn't had any type of break as well. So we had a good, healthy conversation, honest conversation, and look forward to having a few more with him, as well as Joe and John.
When you talk about you don't want it to linger, what is that time frame? A month, 2 months, a week?
Oh, I don't know. You know, of course, there's some important, you know, dates and deadlines. Of course, you know, I have that physical that is that I've always had to do, you know, in March, and you know, I think some answers definitely need to be decided before then as to you know, if I'm going to have it and when that'll be. It's been 10 days before the league year. I've always, you know, I don't see that physical being that significant, to tell you the truth, as far as the revelation out of that. I feel pretty confident that I would pass that physical, and my neck is in good shape, and I like to avoid a crowd standing outside the MRI room, you know, awaiting the results, you know, if possible. So, you know, I feel I felt secure about that the past 3 years, and feel the same about that. So, you know, I think, you know, I know I talked to John, I've communicated with John. I know he left yesterday to go on vacation, and so, you know, I know when he gets back, and having a chance to see Joe this morning, you know, to have a chance to visit with them. And like I said, I had that face-to-face meeting with Coach Kubiak on Wednesday, first time he and I got together. So, you know, like I said, I think the sooner, you know, the better, you know, for a lot of people. At the same time, you know, the Broncos have kind of stressed to me that they want me to not to hurry on this.
When you were doing the tour 3 years ago, one of the teams we thought you were interested in going to was Houston. Gary was the coach at that time. So that kind of tells us that you were comfortable playing under Gary Kubiak, yes?
Well, yeah, I never had a chance to visit with Houston, and never got too far along in that process as far as meeting or talking to them. You know, I think when you are looking for a team to play, to a team to play for, you don't eliminate anybody. You know, the only team that I could eliminate at that time was the Colts. So, you have to try to find a job that you still want to play, and had 31 teams, and you see who's interested, and you see where it would be a fit for both sides. And so, I've known Coach Kubiak not well, but from a post-game handshake, he and I were laughing. I took an unofficial visit to College Station, the Texas A&M, when I was a senior in high school, and he was on that staff, and long, long time ago, over 20 years ago. So we've been different roads since then, but had great respect for him as a football coach and as a human being, and you know, looking forward to trying to get to know him a little better, you know, here in the next few years.
How is your leg? And then also, is part of the motivation if you do want to come back because you don't want it to end like it did?
Well, hey, look, I don't. If I, you know, were to stop, that last game wouldn't be a factor. I feel I've been very blessed to have played a long time and have had a lot of positive, moments. And really the relationships is what, you talk to ex-players is what they remember the most. And I have quite a few of those in storage and memories with players and coaches, and that'll never be taken away. So, that really is not a factor. I think, if you come back, it's because you think you can still help a team, and you think you have a chance to help that team win. I think that's why you've always played. And so, at the same time, you want to, get a good feel if the team is comfortable with you, and if you fit in. And like I said, we've had, quite a few changes, and I feel I need to say that, it's a tough business we play in. Unfortunately, this is the third time I've been a part of a coaching transition where a coach has lost his job, where assistant coaches have lost their jobs, and it's the toughest part about it. But I'm very thankful and grateful for all that John Fox did for me as a player. He was a big reason I chose to play for Denver. And one thing I'll say about Coach Fox, he always had my back, and that can't go unnoticed, and it was never unnoticed by me. So I was thankful for him. And, of course, Adam Gase and I probably spent as much time together as any other Bronco employee these past 3 years. And, sorry that changes were part of it. But it is a tough business, and I guess you become used to it, but you don't get numb to it. There is an emotional attachment to guys that become friends. And, of course, wish them the best. Jack Del Rio, wish him the best. And that's the business that we play in.
Peyton, your thoughts on
last one? Of a great recollection of the game. What does it mean to win an award from a man and a player like Bart Starr? And he's all about faith, family, and football.
Yeah.
Could you talk about
that? I talked about that at the beginning. And, it means a great deal. I have great respect for Bart Starr and the impact he's made on so many communities and people. And I'm very honored to join this kind of unique fraternity of men that have won this award. John Lynch, Drew Brees, Steve Largent, that were here this morning. And that was quite a special morning. The receiver from Tony Dungy meant a great deal. And it's the moment I'll treasure for a long, long time.
Okay.